in your face. I'm thrilled to have Darby James in the studio to chat about Little Squirt for Melbourne Fringe. Welcome to 3CR.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It is a show that you've taken everywhere. You've taken it to Edinburgh. You've won Green Room Awards, like quite a few, actually.
Yeah.
Tell us about the show, because it's kind of cool.
Yeah. So the show is about my experience through the sperm donation process. And I wrote it back in at the end of 2022 and kind of wasn't expecting it to take off. You know, it's a personal story and it explores kind of the questions that maybe a lot of us ask about, you know, bringing children into the world and that sort of thing. And the queer perspective, my queer perspective of, you know, reproduction and kind of potential parenthood for myself and those sorts of questions that I have been asking myself. And it's just been such a fabulous time doing the show and connecting with people who also have those kinds of questions, and taking it all over the world has been such an incredible experience. So been very lucky.
What were your biggest questions?
I think the main one that the show explores is just that question of the ethics around having children, with that sort of fear that we have around, you know, the violence of humanity and the questions we have about the future, about, you know, things like, I mean, it changes obviously all the time, but like AI at the moment and climate change and all those sorts of things, and what sort of responsibility we have to future generations as they come into the world and teaching them about these sorts of things as well.
What's it like being on stage doing a one-man musical about such a personal journey?
It's really lovely, actually. I think I've learned so much from doing this show. It's the second solo show I've ever written for myself, and it's the first solo show I've written with music. And so to connect with the audience in that way and have them really respond to it, and I feel like I've really grown with the show as well, and that's been such a lovely thing to do. It's just such a fun thing to perform, and I feel like I just get so much from doing it. So and every time it's different. We're doing our 100th performance for Melbourne Fringe. This one will be our 100th, and it's our 3-year anniversary as well. So that's just a very exciting milestone for me.
Does the show change a lot in 3 years?
I mean, not really, actually. We've done a couple of edits here and there, and I think as time changes and as you mature and kind of as the world changes, you do reflect on the questions a little bit differently. And so I think my performance of it changes, but I think the questions that I ask in the show and the story is so set in a point in time that it stays quite very similar to, you know, how it's always been.
So what exactly happened with your sperm donation journey in real life?
So it kind of tracks my 9 months across the donation process, from the first filling out of the online form. It was through COVID for me when I got a Facebook ad that popped up, and I had thought about it in the past. I'd had friends who said, oh, you should do that because you're like a queer person. And I like there was the kind of the questions and the connotations around, you know, what your pathway as a queer person, if I want to be a parent in the future. So I asked myself all those kinds of questions and then ended up filling it out and thought, just like, see what'll happen. And then they got back to me. I spoke with the donor coordinator, had some counseling sessions about it, and went through the process of donation. And yeah, that was that.
It's a one-man musical. Tell us about the tracks you sing.
So it's all original songs. And I do it to backing tracks that I've orchestrated myself within Logic software. And so it's just myself on stage. I'm dressed as a seaman, like a nautical seaman. And I'm telling the story and I'm stranded on this island. And it's part of that existential voyage, is like me trying to kind of set sail and leave this kind of this existential void that I'm on while telling the real journey of my experience.
People love the show. I mean, I think you've probably been surprised about the huge wave of support. The critics love it. The fans love it.
Yeah.
You did a crowd fundraiser to get to Edinburgh a couple of years ago, and it went whoosh.
Yeah, yeah.
What has that been like? Has it been overwhelming at times?
It's been really incredible to have the support from my community. I actually did two fundraisers for it. So the first time we went to Edinburgh, we did that initial, like my first international performance fundraiser. And then we did a fundraiser for our second year, because Edinburgh is such a huge cost. There's so many overhead costs. And so I also decided to take a videographer over that second year to do a bit of a documentary, which we're still editing. And seeing all that footage come together is really exciting as well, because you go through such a journey when you're in somewhere like Edinburgh Fringe and you're going on these huge learning milestones as a performer and going through this rigorous marathon.
Wow. So it's actually like being an athlete.
Yeah. In a big way, 100%. It's, you know, I feel like every Fringe that you do is a different, whole different beast. And I think that second year for me that we filmed was, I guess, you know, I'd already settled into doing the show, and it was about building relationships and new relationships with people in the city. And I mean, we did the show with Gilded Balloon, who famously took Tim Minchin over that first year when he got big. And I just really wanted to make a good impression on them and, you know, also strengthen the relationships I had with my producer, my director, and our new tech person who jumped on board. And they're all lovely. Like, I think there's such an important thing about having a team in a setting like that to all support each other. And yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
I think you won 3 Green Room Awards, right?
That's right.
1 year, 3 Green Room Awards. That's extraordinary. That doesn't happen very often to folks.
Yeah. It was an incredible thing. And I think that, yeah, it was just one of the most, I was really surprised that, again, it's with that engagement with the show that people had resonated with it so much and pleased. But yeah, I do remember that moment sitting, it was at the Comedy Theatre and just the elation and you know, it's awards, like, it's validation in so many ways to kind of propel you to keep going sometimes in an industry that can feel so, you know, like, where you know with the finances and stuff you feel like beat down sometimes, but you know, if you get the validation, maybe you'll do it for a little bit longer.
So I mean, yeah, that validation is extraordinary, and has it helped you survive as an artist having those awards?
I think what's really helped me survive is, again, the community support from the community. So when I feel like I really want to do something creatively, I will put out like a fundraiser opportunity, like basically get in touch with people and see if they want to support it. I think I went like really cautious about what I decide to fundraise. I want it to be something like with a particular purpose rather than doing the same thing over and over again. I think with that second year of doing a fundraiser for the same show, I really thought hard about, you know, what was going to make it new or different. And I think with that element of the documentary coming into it and that sort of extra media element really made it, sold it for me.
So 3 years later, how do you look back on your sperm donation journey in terms of where you are now compared to where you were 3 years ago when the show first began?
Yeah. I mean, I still get updates from the clinic itself about offspring who have been born from the donation, which is a huge thing. You know, that's a huge emotional thing to hear every time. And I think it's, I think because I do this show so much, I'm always thinking about it. But yeah, I mean, that's just an example of how the journey changes as time passes. And you know, there might be a point in the future where I write a sequel to the show about, you know, my feelings as, you know, in later adulthood. But it's just incredible thing.
Do you know how many kids have been born from your sperm?
4.
Wow. Yeah. 4.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. It changes day to day, but it's like it's very, it's emotional because it's something you like, you may never ever meet them or know who they are or who they're going to become, but you know, it's just that's the thing you put out into the world, this sort of hope that these people will grow up to be caring citizens and cared for. And yeah.
You seem incredibly emotionally connected to the experience. Wow.
Mm.
Does that surprise you?
You know, I feel like from doing this show, I have, you know, forced myself to think about it more than perhaps I would have otherwise. And to stay connected with that, the gravity of it, I think has been a really lovely thing and a really interesting thing. You know, it's kind of that thing of how you do the theatre about life, but then how theatre also informs what life becomes for you, I think is interesting when you're a performer and a writer and those sorts of things. So, yeah, who knows?
Wow. So the show is like a diary for you and kind of like a meter, if you like, of your emotions around an incredibly life-changing experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Give us the details for the show.
The show? So we're doing our one night only in Melbourne on the 14th of October at 9 p.m. at Carlton Trades Hall. And then we have a Ballarat season for three nights as part of Melbourne Fringe the following week. I think it's the 22nd to the 24th of October at 7 p.m.
What about overseas trips? What's planned?
Nothing we can talk about just yet, but there will be some things sizzling away in the background for next year.
Dubby James, one-man show, one-man musical cabaret, Little Squirt. Thank you so much for joining us today at 3CR.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
3CR.